Facing a revolt by gangs at home and increasing calls for him to leave his post from the international community, Haiti's de facto prime minister says he intends to resign.
In a speech, Ariel Henry thanked the Haitian people for the opportunity to serve his country with, quote, integrity, wisdom, and honor. For more than 2 weeks now, gangs have brought the country's capital to its knees. They've attacked the airport, police stations, and jails, letting free thousands of inmates. Meanwhile, Ariel Henry has been stranded outside the country. Now he says he will resign once a transitional council is formed.
NPR's Eder Peralta is making his way to Haiti. Joins us now to explain what's happening from the neighboring Dominican Republic. So let's start first with what happened. What caused this resignation?
So yesterday, CARICOM, which is the Association of Caribbean Nations, called an emergency meeting that included the United States. Secretary of State Antony Blinken went to Jamaica. And then very late at night, the leaders from the Caribbean nations said they had brokered a way forward in Haiti. They said that Ariel Henry had agreed to resign and that it would happen after a 9-member transitional council appointed a new interim prime minister. We hadn't seen Henry for more than a week. He hasn't been able to get back into Haiti because of the violence, and we presume he's still in Puerto Rico. But we finally saw him in a video he released confirming the news last night. He said that watching all of the violence taking place in Haiti was revolting and that the government he led could not be insensitive to what was happening.
Yeah, he hasn't been prime minister that long. What's made him so unpopular?
So Henry became prime minister in 2021 after the assassination of President Jovenel Moise. He was appointed, not elected, and he has been controversial from the get-go. Haitian prosecutors have implicated him in the assassination of the president, a charge that he denies. And Henry had also promised to move Haiti toward elections, and that hasn't happened. Haiti hasn't had elections in so long that the terms of all the country's politicians have expired. And at the same time, gangs have taken control of something like 80% of the capital. And this latest crisis was sparked by an announcement by Henry that he would delay elections until next year. That's when the gangs really got involved in politics. They used to fight each other. Now they're united. They've launched coordinated attacks in an effort, they say, to topple the government.
Wow. All right. So gangs now getting into politics. I mean, so does this deal then now put an end to the chaos and violence in Haiti?
I think that's the hope of the international community, that at least it brings down the temperature. But I think the chances of that are not great. The gangs were not consulted in this deal. And whether anyone likes it or not, they are an important constituency in Haiti. We haven't heard from them, but in the past, they've said that they will not support a government imposed from abroad. Also, Haiti is a fractured country. There's something like 100 political parties, but this CARICOM deal only takes into account 7 of them. And that feeds a common criticism I've heard in Haiti about all this, which is that the international community is making decisions for Haiti without consulting many Haitians. And finally, at the center of this deal is a peacekeeping mission led by the Kenyans. That's still what the international community thinks will bring order to Haiti, but it's still unclear when that deployment can happen.
That's NPR's Eder Peralta on his way to Haiti. Eder, thanks.
Thank you, A.